As promised, we are joined right now by a safety for the Denver Broncos. He is an all-pro, coming off an enormous season. 93 tackles, 15 passes defensed. He had 4 interceptions last season. He's played every snap in each of the last 2 seasons. Denver's nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. He was the 98th pick overall in 2016 out of Boston College. We are joined by Justin Simmons. Justin, how are you and your family doing right now with everything that's going on? Let me start right there, Justin. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you for having us, and I appreciate the question kind of leading things off. Family and I are doing as best as we can. Just adjusting like everyone else probably is adjusting, and kind of just taking it day by day, and honestly finding ways to try and help the best we can while also making sure we execute social distancing. So it's been challenging. I know it's been challenging for a lot of people, but it's a unique position that we're all in. And I think, the best way to get through it is just to be there for each other. So
Justin Simmons, my guest. Justin, I think that kind of response will give the listeners an idea of who you are if they don't already know. In fact, you've been supporting Gen Youth's COVID-19 Emergency School Nutrition Fund, and that provides schools and grants or school grants for meal distribution and delivery. What made you want to get involved in the project and other work as it relates to food security specifically at this time?
Yeah, I think, at least something that wasn't even brought to my attention was, my wife actually brought it up to me, was how schools were, schools for a lot of these kids are how they get their meals, at least breakfast and lunch. And so, schools being canceled, there are a lot of kids that are now home and unfortunately don't have access to be able to get those meals, and they rely on school to provide them those meals. And so stuff like Gen Youth, we're also, in and out of phone calls with the Denver Public School Foundation stuff up there, and trying to just figure out like, hey, what's the best way that we can offer our resources, whether that's financial, influential, just on our social media presence, like what's the best way that we can help, these kids and these foundations to kind of jumpstart or get a good lead on these kids that aren't able to go to school to get their meals, because it's an unfortunate reality that we have, and it's unfortunate for those kids.
Good for you. I talked to Udonis Haslem of the Miami Heat earlier this week, and he said the very same thing about being in Miami. When he was growing up, one of the salvations or one of the saving graces was he could go to school and get the fish sticks. And when you're in the house, there's so many things that you don't have. It's education first, but there's that structure of the school. And a lot of kids do depend on that for not only the structure, but the food. And you understand this too. Justin Simmons, my guest. From a football standpoint, a few weeks back, the Broncos announced they were using the franchise tag on you with the goal of signing you to a long-term contract. What was your reaction when you heard that bit of news?
Yeah, I think, for me, it was, I think every free agent, right, at least when you're stepping into free agency, wants to go to a place where they're wanted and, wants to go to a place where they know, they're going to obviously contribute at a high level. And so for me, Denver being home the past 4 years, and, Elway coming out and saying like, we're going to use franchise tag on them, we want to work out a long-term deal, is one, it's refreshing for me because they know me the best out of any of the NFL teams, right? I've been there for 4 years. They drafted me, took a shot on me to start after my first year. And so they know me the best, and for them to, kind of extend that they want to, have me there and keep me there, is really nice to hear. But, it's like, as I've said, I know this is my first time being able to speak with you, but as I've said throughout, throughout the season and obviously jumping into the off season of free agency, at least the first bit of it, it has to work, for both sides. And, it just has to, unfortunately, it's the business side of things. It just has to work out on both sides.
I see you working. I get that response. Justin Simmons, my guest. You mentioned the draft. You told this really funny story that if we go back to the combine when you were coming out, the only interaction you had with the Broncos throughout the entire draft process was a scout coming up to you at the combine and saying, is this information correct? You said yes, and then he left, and that was it. So what was your reaction when they did select you?
Yeah, it was crazy. I honestly had no idea. I, that story is literally like, I mean, that's it. Like, a guy came up to me. I can't even remember his name, but he came up to me, asked me if my information was correct during the combine. You know, craziness there, and you meet with all these different teams. I said, yes, sir, and he walked away. You know, months later, I get a call from LA saying, welcome to Denver. It was just unreal because, you know, Denver had just came off a Super Bowl. Their defense was stacked. I mean, arguably one of the best defenses to play, and they were just stacked, especially at the in the secondary. So I was like, no shot, Denver's looking for a safety. And I had minimal conversations with them, but lo and behold, you know, in the third round, I got that call from Elway, and it was just, Denver would have been on the bottom of my list of teams that I thought were interested. So,
Justin Simmons joining us. It's such a great story because it's so unusual. But to your point, that secondary was loaded. I mean, you come in, it's a secondary that's got T.J. Ward, Darian Stewart, Aqib Talib, Chris Harris Jr., and more. What was it like as a young player to join that group?
Oh, man, it was so influential and inspiring. I think, you know, every young guy, especially, you know, coming into the league, like, all you're looking for is your opportunity to leave your mark and to never look back. And so, you know, for me, the thing I'm thinking about is, like, I'm ready to go to a team, I'm ready to contribute, and I'm ready to start, like, right out the bat. You know, I get drafted to Denver, and of course I know what their team is, regardless of if I was, you know, watching them throughout the season or not. Like, you know, all I had to do was watch one game, and that Super Bowl, man, you know, guys like Von Miller, Malik Jackson, DeMarcus Ware, they had Brandon Marshall and Danny Trevathan at linebacker. You know, they had Chris, Aqib, you know, TJ, Stu, Bradley Roby at nickel. I mean, like, they were just loaded all across the board on defense. And it was just crazy, you know, for me to be able to step into that role and kind of learn under those defensive minds and learn what made them great. You know, kind of, you almost can say kind of like redshirting my rookie season into the NFL, even though I did contribute a good bit. I think that really catapulted my career because I had the chance to learn from, you know, guys that were 7, 8, 9 years in and won a Super Bowl, have the experience, know the schemes. I think that really helped me a lot. It was really a blessing.
So, Justin, when you consider that, all these guys, I mean, some big-name guys, some Pro Bowlers, All-Pros, Super Bowl champs, Hall of Famers, and now, not that far into your career, you're the guy who's being looked at as the face of the secondary. You're the guy who's a leader on the team. Is it a challenge that feels like it's fun? And how do you go about approaching that? Because now you're one of those guys, and people are looking to you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love it. I love the challenge. You know, I'm accepting it. I think we're doing such a great job. You know, I love the moves that have been made. You know, I think defensively we're setting ourselves up to kind of, you know, emulate what that Super Bowl 50 team had going. And those are great names and great players, like you said, all pros, Pro Bowlers, Hall of Famers. And that's a lot to live up to, but I think that's the standard. You know, the Broncos country and everyone that follows Denver Broncos know that you know, you're playing them, you're playing a pretty good defense. And so that's the standard that you have to live up to. And, you know, there's no better challenge than to kind of live up to that from a secondary standpoint, especially with how today's pass game has been evolving consistently. And so I'm excited for it. You know, I think it'll be a great challenge, and I'm really looking forward to kind of seeing, you know, how the pieces fall into the puzzle. It'll be fun. I'm really looking forward to getting back to that standard.
Make no mistake, this defense is absolutely loaded. Justin Simmons joins us for a couple of more moments. Now, I did mention it in the intro. You have not missed a snap in the last 2 years. How much pride is there in that for you in knowing that your teammates can count on you literally every single play?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that's a crazy stat, first off. I think it's,
I do too.
I think it's an unbelievable testament to not only how I take care of my body, but for those around me that help me, you know, in order to do that. You know, the veterans on the team that have played for a long time and, you know, still offer advice on what they do and how year to year it kind of changes. And you got to be on top of the signs and all that stuff for your body. You know, I think our strength and conditioning staff, our training room, you know, all the resources available to me, you know, chiropractic massages, all those things that, you know, you kind of take advantage of and really stay on top of. I mean, it's just as important as watching film on your opponent. And so I think it's just a testament to all those different, you know, groups and resources that I have. And I like, and honestly, like for me, it's not even the fact of keeping a streak going, but I think you alluded to it. I like the fact that my teammates know, like, hey, I can count on this guy to be there for me and to give his all, you know, every snap and to be out there for every snap. And, you know, for me, it's not necessarily the total amount of, you know, streaks that I've kept, but it's that fact that, like, hey, my teammates know, like, they can count on me to be there.
It's part of your relentless nature, and I want to just circle back to one thing before I let you go. You're also relentless when it comes to what you do off the field. As an example, Monday is supposed to be an off day, but you're generally doing community work on Mondays. I mean, you've set aside Monday to give back. You told The Athletic, quote, for me, it's always been about something bigger than just, I'm going to play this long, earn this much money, and focus on myself. Nothing wrong with people that do that, but I just feel like I didn't get here on my own. I don't want to keep it selfishly to myself. I think that's amazing. Where does the mindset come from? And then what's it mean to be able to give back the way you have?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the last part of that quote kind of sums it up for me. You know, I have no problem with the guys that, because it's tough, obviously, to get at this point. I mean, it's less than 1% of guys that make it into the NFL and have the opportunity to do what we do. And so, you know, your focus is focusing, you know, on your short career and getting what you can, and then, you know, kind of focusing on stuff afterwards. Like, I get it. But while I have this platform, you know, temporarily, I didn't get here on my own. I had a lot of people help me along the way. I had a lot of people influence me. And so I want to make sure that I pay that forward, you know, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times fold, however much it can be. And while I have this platform, as temporary as it may be, I want to make sure that I'm kind of inspiring the next generation to do the same thing. Like, hey, here I am. I'm going to take the time out of my day, whether that's an off day, you know, whatever, and invest into our youth, because they're worth it. Whether they have aspirations to play in the NFL or not, whatever career choice they have, you know, it's important for them to see someone that they may or may not look up to, and to invest into them, shake their hands.
Right. Justin Simmons. That is a great note, Justin, to end on. Sorry to jump in. We're at the end of the hour, man. So good to have you on. So glad you and I could finally come together. Great to talk to you, Justin. Justin Simmons.